Michelin Tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday. Vicky has arrived at the courthouse down in Traverse City and goes in front of the judge at 10 o'clock this morning. Again, we ask that you hold her up in prayer, hold her attorney up in prayer. Ask the judge in prayer to open his ears, open his heart, and to hear the truth as it's presented to them. And we ask that they absolutely are answered, our prayers are answered, and that we are able to defend ourselves against this evil lawfare. Weaponization of the law is basically what is happening this morning. To Vicky and the radio station, to me and this show. And again, we ask for your help. If you can help us out, just text me legal and I'll send you the information. You can review it, donate online, mail us a check to the P.O. Box in Elk Rapids. Whatever your heart leads you to do, we greatly appreciate it. But at least the trial is supposed to start at 10 o'clock this morning. She is there with her attorney. They're preparing to present their arguments, counter arguments, to Tom Moran and Moran Ironworks attorney at 10 o'clock this morning. It'll be starting here in about 23 minutes. So again, hold her up in prayer, him in prayer, the judge, the process, and have truth prevail. That's all we're asking for. Hear the truth, make your ruling accordingly. One of the things that I got a text message on yesterday during the show was regarding this horrific stabbing situation that took place down in Traverse City over the weekend at the Walmart. One of our listeners, I'm not going to use any names, but the gentleman that did the stabbing stabbed 11 people. Munson Hospital responded. Absolutely did a fantastic job of taking care of everybody. Well, I got this text message, and I want to give you some inside information that maybe perhaps the news isn't reporting. Randy, I'm going to get on my soapbox for this one. Just like all my other Pelston classmates, I am shocked to see the news coming out of Traverse City today. This was on Saturday. This also saddens me beyond belief, both for the victims, but also for B.J. Gilley. B.J. Gilley was my friend many years ago, and so many bad things have happened leading up to this point. And in my opinion, it could have all been prevented. BJ moved to Pelston when we were in the fourth grade. He came from California. He sounded like a surfer, so everyone called him California Boy for at least the first year. Every girl had a crush on him. He quickly became a part of our friend group. Then in middle school and high school, back in the 1990s at least, you were allowed to leave for something called open campus lunch, end quote. And what that essentially meant was for us kids to see how much trouble we could get into in that half hour that we had for lunch around town, downtown Pelston area, before coming back to school. was a lot of weed, alcohol, cigarettes, etc. And we did this basically where the current antique store is. This is when BJ found out the hard way that he was actually allergic to marijuana. But that didn't stop him from smoking it every single day at lunchtime. He wanted to be cool. Well, it became a running joke, and he actually saw it then as an obstacle to overcome. One day, BJ went with two of his, quote, friends at lunchtime to go smoke weed. I still remember exactly who those two, quote, unquote, friends were. I'm sure many others that went to school with us remember them as well. What they did is they got into a car, they lit up their marijuana, and continued to keep the smoke inside the vehicle. They didn't crack the windows. They just absolutely filled the car with smoke. What they basically did is then they locked him inside the car. Once he was high, once he was basically out of it, they clam baked him. Well, turned out that there was something stronger than marijuana in the weed that day. Inside the car, locked, trapped in there. BJ was so messed up that he couldn't figure out how to get himself out of the old car. None of us knew this at the time when it was happening. It actually didn't come out until a couple of days later. All we knew was that he didn't come back after lunch that day to school. But the two that did this to him sat in the classroom giggling. No one thought much of the prank. Well, the next day, I was in English class, and a teacher came in and told us that BJ did not come home the night before and that he was missing, and asked us, did anyone have any information about what was going on? We all turned and looked at his one quote-unquote friend in the class, who then went down to the principal's office to tell the principal, and BJ's dad, his father, was actually down at the school talking to the principal. They went down there and told the dad where they could find his son. When they arrived, BJ was still alive, but barely. The drugs had messed up his system so badly that he would never lead a normal life again. His brain was forever damaged. They took him away to the hospital, and he didn't return at all the entire time I was a student there. He essentially had to be taken care of inside of a mental health institution for the rest of his life, or he should have been. BJ has been my worst case scenario story for years that I tell people, and my own kids, and my own students, to never do hard drugs. A story of woe that others should heed, that they do not end up like BJ. Well, back in the day, there was a place in Petoskey called Lockwood. Well, that has since closed down. There used to be similar places, mental health institutions in Marquette, Newberry in the UP, Traverse City. You know, the big complex that is now all offices and retail, all those yellow brick buildings, that was a state hospital. They even had special homes where people with major mental health challenges could go and be safe. Well, all of them have closed since then. What did they do with the patients? Well, for the most part, they just opened the doors and let them walk out and told them they were, quote, discharged, end quote. You can even feel free to refer to the Upper Peninsula Sheriff's Post from a few years ago for more information that will confirm all this. Now the closest place in the UP is in Wisconsin, I believe. The last time I saw BJ was about 15 years ago, back in 2010. He's walking down the sidewalk in downtown Petoskey. I was so excited to see him. I crossed the road, calling out to him to get his attention. I tried to talk to him for a few minutes. He didn't even know who I was anymore. He was paranoid and he was afraid. He didn't really know who he was or where he was even at. He couldn't really even form a coherent sentence. When I realized that he was mentally and completely in a different reality, I told him goodbye. He continued to walk. It was a sad moment. There was a woman from one of the shops outside. She saw me talking to him, and she told me that he used to live in a group home for men in Petoskey where they had home care, but it had closed. She thought he had been living on the streets for a while, as she always saw him walking around with the same clothes and backpack. She said a lot of people have tried to talk to him or to help him, but he would speak gibberish or run away and refuse for them to provide help, even in times when he had short moments of clarity. Well, that was the last time I saw him. It seems now I'm finding out that he's been living in the Pines in Traverse City for a while. He should have been in a mental hospital where he could have gotten care that he deserved. It's been years, decades for him. Without appropriate mental health care, turns out they closed the Pines just 2 months ago this year. They closed it in May. So all these adults are out just roaming around Traverse City homeless. Most likely, many of them needing medical care or at least mental health care. Everything that has happened is a horrible tragedy for the victims, for the people, for the families. But I will tell you this, BJ Gilley was a great boy, one I knew years ago. Everything that's happened to him has been a horrible example of society failing people with mental health issues. I'm going to wrap this up, this long text message from one of our listeners. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I'm going to finish this long text message I got from one of our listeners. He knew B.J. Gilley, the gentleman who did the stabbing at the Walmarts down in Traverse City. Again, I'll repeat just a little bit. I'm going to back up. B.J. Gilley was this great boy that I knew years ago. And everything that has happened to him has been a horrible example of our society failing people with mental health issues. I don't even know who he is anymore. I do not condone what he did. It was horrible. But what I will say is that he is not a terrorist, which is what the prosecutor is charging him with. 11 counts of attempted murder and being a terrorist act. What BJ is a confused adult that was once my friend that has been kicked down time and time and time again in his life. Yes, if you do the crime, you must do the time. But label it correctly. Again, he is not a terrorist. He probably has no idea what he did, where he was, or even who he is. Take responsibility for the problem that society has created. Greatly appreciate the text message. I responded and I asked him if he had shared this with his public defender. Of course, he can't afford an attorney, so he got assigned a public defender. I asked him if he contacted him. Then I asked him, did you see special report with Brett Baer on Fox News? Well, they covered this story. Bradford James Gilley, our listener texted me, BJ Gilley is what they called him. He's had 26 criminal cases in the past 19 years. One of the cases, the state of Michigan versus Bradford Gilley, had him disturbing dead bodies, disinterment, as well as mutilation, malicious destruction of tombs and memorials. Well, the final screenshot that I took, sent to our listener, he is found not guilty by reason of insanity. Now, this is a guy, obviously, with mental health issues, found not guilty for a reason of insanity, but he's back out on the streets. He should have received mental health, should have been taken care of. Then he texted me back. Again, my question is, why are people like this walking the streets? Who's responsible for this? The guy is literally insane. He's known he's been insane, endangering himself and others. Our mental health system is a total failure. Our legislature, bureaucracy, and administration all need to be blamed for this. They stand by, they do nothing. Again, BJ is not a terrorist. Yep. Officer Rick, drugs are a victimless crime, and when we close state mental hospitals to save money, thank you, the state of Michigan. It started with Governor Engler, and it continued through the current administration. Now I think all of these mental health hospitals are gone completely. So basically, you have to understand, he did the crime. We understand that. Not disputing it. Not making excuses. But I think his public defender needs this information. It needs this background. So if any of you out there, like our other listener here, if you went to school with BJ Gilley, Pelson High School, I believe it was, you know what happened to him? You need to contact the public defender handling his case. Pray that he gets the health care that he needs, the treatment that he needs, and hopefully can live out his life without being in prison or in jail. You need to get a hold of the public defender and tell him what you know about BJ Gilley, Pelston Schools, back in the 1990s. I'm not really sure what year, but maybe if the listener's listening, he'll text me the year. John and Julie down in Bay City, that text message should be published for all to hear. Yeah, I'm thinking about contacting the newspaper, the Traverse City Record Eagle, and see if they'll allow me to write an editorial without naming names. Officer Rick, his crime falls under terrorism due to the multiple victims. I get it, Rick. I know the law. I just don't agree with it in this circumstance. Well, that's it for this first hour. The trial is starting in 3 minutes, folks. Again, please hold up in prayer Vicky and her attorney and the judge and have justice prevail. Let the truth be told. Let the judge hear it. Let his heart lead him to his ruling. Thank you, Jesus. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig in the next half hour. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down.